Okay, it's working now. I don't know what is happening to the internet today, but it was back for some time. It was gone for some time. Oh, there are still 50 people watching. Why? What are you guys watching? Okay, hold on. Let me just disconnect my this thing. I was about to connect through my mobile and do it, but the internet kind of came back. So sorry about that. Sorry about everything. I'm gonna skip all the support the channel stuff because I have lost time. Just look at the ticker below here and support the channel if you want to. Member banna, super chat bhejna wagera wagera. That's all up to you. Let's just get to reading comments. Am I back though? Am I back? Like, can you see and hear me properly? Leave a super chat and let me know. Let's see. Study JEE says, how to stay optimistic in this unequal and shitty capitalistic world? How to have hope for equality when capitalism is so deep-rooted that I can imagine end of the world, but not capitalism. That's the thing. Imagine the end of capitalism. Look at the worldviews that are not capitalistic and that are that serve as alternatives to the kind of world we have right now, so that you may imagine a better future. If you only focus on capitalism and all the things that it is doing wrong, then the despair is normal, right? So in order to get out of that despair, look at other worker cooperatives, socialistic futures. Watch Star Trek. One thing that science fiction does for me is that it gives me hope about the future. There's a nice quote by David Gerald that I have actually pinned to my wall. It says, science fiction is the first literature that says tomorrow is going to be different than yesterday. It's going to be a lot different. So that helps. Surround yourself with things that give you hope, and you should be okay, if not as well as you can be. Onika is waiting for you, Vimo, and that Halloween theme, Don't Panic, gives panicky vibe. Yeah, I should change the font on that one. It was supposed to be an emergency background image that if the connection goes, that one should default. But I realize it looks quite horrific. Did you guys get the thing though? It's supposed to be a spaceship. Hold on, let me just show it to you one more time. It's a spaceship. It's the interior of a spaceship on which there is this room, and there's a window that shows you that there is nothing but dark night space outside. But there is a picture on the wall that gives you a vision of a green environment. So it's about despair, but having hope in the middle of despair. Let me show it to you one more time. It's about the function that imagination serves in our lives. Messi, thank you for the exodus. Much appreciated. Very much. Thank you. Let's see. So people can hear me, and that's okay. Good. Galaxy Cal says, "Kiske support mein ho bhai, Israel or Palestine?" I am neutral. It's not a match, right? It's not a cricket match. It's people dying. And I'm opposed to people dying in every scenario, but I'm also, aware enough to know why this situation is happening, and it is happening because of Israel's occupation. So I am on the side of the Palestinian people. I am not on the side of anyone who's committing violence, but I am also aware enough to realize that this violence has a source, and that source is not Palestine. The source is Israel's occupation. There are so many good pieces of short video floating around where people have pointed out, including Jewish writers and journalists who pointed out, that the thing that a lot of people are focusing on right now is that of a lot of people suffer tragedy, tragic deaths in Israel. But such a thing happens to Palestine almost every week, and we don't talk about it. So, by the way, the other problem I have is the person who's like, Israel पे हमला हुआ, आई स्टैंड विद इसराइल. पैलेस्टाइन पे हमला हुआ, आई स्टैंड विद पैलेस्टाइन. तू स्टैंड मत हो भाई, तू बैठ जा. तेरे स्टैंड होने से किसी को कोई फायदा नहीं हो रहा है. फोकस ऑन द सोर्स ऑफ द प्रॉब्लम, फोकस ऑन द इशू, फोकस ऑन द प्लेस वर द इशू इज अराइजिंग फ्रॉम. मे बी यू हैव अ चांस ऑफ मेकिंग अ चेंज. इफ यू जस्ट स्टैंड फॉर दिस साइड एंड देन स्टैंड फॉर दैट साइड एंड देन स्टैंड फॉर दिस साइड अगेन, यू आर नॉट एक्चुअली डूइंग एनीथिंग. सो या Wait. So when I says that looks like a serial killer's bedroom, not spaceship. I used AI to make it, so this is the best I could do. But that's the idea I wanted to convey. It's supposed to look dark and depressing. It's supposed to be a place that is at least somewhat reminiscent of a prison. But the person in the prison, even though he's on a spaceship, he can't go outside even, has hopes that one day the spaceship will reach someplace and he will get to see the greenery that he has always seen in that picture on his wall. Yeah, Sandarsh gets it. That kind of looks like a hi-fi jail, to be honest. It's my internal life. Ayush says, I have a question regarding feminism. It is something I believe in, but sometimes I've met with arguments like, you advocate for feminism for women's attention. How can I tackle arguments like those? You don't need to tackle arguments like those if you are not doing it just for women's attention, right? Just because someone accuses you of something doesn't mean you have to take that accusation seriously when they have provided you no other basis for it. You can tell them you are opposed to feminism because you hate women, right? A claim made without anything to back it up can just be thrown out of the window. Sarcastic skeptic says, hey Vimo, I think that incest is not wrong because I don't find any reason for it, but I just feel that it is wrong and should not happen. We are biologically programmed to think of incest as something that is wrong. And the reason behind that is that throughout human history, incest has given rise to genetically compromised babies. So if the definition of morality is that it causes harm to people, then yeah, incestuous relationships create harm for the baby that is a result of that relationship. Sojanya says, on the topic of imagining end of capitalism, I heard about a book recommendation called The Ministry for the Future. I'm yet to read, but I bought it because it talks about the end of capitalism. Okay, Ministry for the Future. Good idea. I will also add it to my list. JMD Media had a good question some time ago. Hold on. Idhar hi tha, kahan gaya? Kahan gaya wo comment? Achha sa comment tha, kahan gaya? Anyway, I forgot. Here it is. Atheists who are of lower caste and Sanatan are treated with less importance than Brahmin atheists, even there is systematic discrimination. Well, the religion that you're calling Sanatan is actually not a religion called Sanatan. It's Brahminism. It's Brahmanwad. So obviously, it is designed to keep Brahmins at the top, or, you know, other people who Brahmins have decided can be somewhat powerful in society, which is most oppressor castes, including mine. So I have talked about this before. India mein atheism is a more complex subject than it may appear from the new atheistic perspective imported from the West. That is why a lot of videos I make about the topic try to break it down and point out that caste is an integral part of it. And a good an aware Indian atheist should ideally have some position on caste. And if they are of a position that caste is a good thing, then they are not only subscribing to a supernatural description of human beings, because karma is a huge part of it, they're also making it abundantly clear that our sociological understanding of our social inequalities are something that they are not affected by. So yeah, you are completely right that caste creates an environment where not every atheist is equal. Sameep says, haven't been able to attend your stream for weeks, but I could not miss this one, but seems there is a problem. It's okay, Vimo. No, there is no problem. I'm back now. By the way, wo jo break hua tha na 5 minute ka, it threw me off. That is why I'm pausing a lot. I have to mentally prepare a lot to sit in one place and talk. And it kind of distracted me so much that I'm unable to focus right now. It'll get better over the next 5 minutes, I promise. If I take longer pauses, don't worry about it. Stanley says, bro, I thought our live stream is canceled, so I asked my girlfriend to call me. This is so, ask your girlfriend to watch the live stream also. Simple. Like, get some cup popcorn, sit on the bed, watch the live stream. This is what that live stream, this live stream exists for. It's for romantic romantic evenings between couples. Let's talk about atheism. So romantic. Anurag says, hey Vimo, have you heard the news that Dalit author Suraj Yengde got applause in Venice Film Festival for his part in the movie by Ava DuVernay Origin? I follow Mr. Suraj Yengde and I saw images of it, but I didn't understand it because I had no context. I remember seeing this, but I didn't know what it was. Thank you for telling me. Jayan Nikita says, do you believe in rebirth or souls? Nikita, I'm an atheist. I do not believe in rebirth or souls or gods or anything supernatural. And if many people react to something like this by saying, yeah, but it's not supernatural, it's natural, it's just science we have not figured out yet. The answer to that is, when we figure it out, I will start believing in it, but we haven't, so it remains a claim without any basis. Surya says, one argument against the statement you can find a sense of community in sports, film, etc., and not necessarily in religion, is that it's a privilege only savarna people can enjoy. What do you think? Well, there's a few problems with it. First of all, there is no reason to think that sports, films, etc. are not accessible to people who are not savarna. In fact, there is a significant artistic movement among Dalit, Bahujan, Adivasis, which completely remains hidden from savarna gaze. Because we think only the art we make is describing India, right? So, no. And sports is definitely something everyone engages in. Entertainment is not something that savarna people alone engage in. Dalit, Bahujan, Adivasis also do this. Secondly, if the argument is that religion offers community to Dalit, Bahujan, Adivasi people, and that rule cannot be fulfilled by sports or something, then you have to ask, what exactly, what sense of value is religion providing them? What sense of community is it providing them? It is making them feel like they don't belong. That's not really a sense of community, is it? The main reason many people convert to other religions from Hinduism is because they're not happy with how Hinduism treats them. So, yeah, that's my response to that. In Meghnad's video yesterday, he showed the G20 booklet where in page 22, it says slavery never took root in India. Thoughts? Arre, Ashok ke jo, Samrat Ashok ke jo edicts the, which he published on stone. He said, I hereby ban slavery. If slavery did not exist, what was he banning? Yeah, ajeeb hai. Slavery most definitely was a part of India. But the reason we don't find it mentioned is because we had something much worse also. And a lot of our discourse is focused in that direction. And that something much worse is caste, obviously. It would not be surprising if we got more data about slavery in medieval India and found that most slaves belonged to lower castes, so-called lower castes. Ashok has written it. Ashok has said, I ban slavery. If slavery did not exist, what was he banning? MG says, a Sanghi on Twitter tweeted in favor of Israel. He is keeping Hitler's face as a profile picture. Oddly enough, not that ironic, because Israel, there is an article called Israel is sleepwalking into Jewish fascism. It has been published in Haaretz, which is an Israeli publication. So don't think of it as anti-Semitic or anything. But Israel has politicians who have openly said, what is wrong with being fascistic towards Palestinians? Israel is not representative of the Jews who suffered persecution at the hands of Hitler. Walter Brown. Hi, Vimo. Neo Charvak here. Hi, Walter Brown. Are yaar, har baar alag naam se kyun aate ho? Keep one name, na? Because it will be easier for me to recognize you. Diamond Amar says, does end, however noble or great, justify the means? Context, Palestine-Israel issue. It's a complex question. But the goal is what in this case? Was it the goal of Palestinians to simply hurt Israelis? I mean, it wasn't Palestinians, it was Hamas, not Hamas, Hamas. So think about that also. The goal of Israeli aggression against Palestinians is that they want more land. The goal of Palestinians who oppose Israel is that they don't want to be, they don't want their oppression to continue. So think about the goals. They're different in both cases. Sandar says, Vimo, we all know science enthusiasts, experts in physics, possibly scientists, who also say they believe in things beyond science. What to say to them? Are they even science enthusiasts? The human mind can hold multiple contradictory ideas. So yeah, there are plenty of people who are pretty adept in their scientific fields, but they are also human enough to have certain irrational beliefs. And if these irrational beliefs are bolstered by the fact that they were indoctrinated into them at a very, very, very young age, then can you really blame them? I mean, yeah, you can say that they should be more rational, but they're also human beings. Human beings will have some irrational beliefs. I am personally not of the view that everyone with an irrational belief should be, ye kaise ho sakta hai, tujhe chhodna hoga. If someone has a harmless irrational belief about, you know, a certain glove being lucky for them, I don't have a problem with it. But irrationality of the organized religious variety tends to seep into society, you know, and create disturbances in areas which could have done without that disturbance. Just for fun, Lowell says, do you think there's a culture war coming as Hindus get more liberal, but Abrahamic people will be more conservative because of organized religion? I don't see it happening. I see Hindus becoming more conservative and Abrahamic people also becoming more conservative. Overall, religion is turning the world to shit. The only culture war that is going to happen is going to be between people who want to return to medieval times before science, before our scientific understanding of the world had liberated us from a lot of medieval superstitions and discriminatory practices, and the people who want to remain in the present or move towards the future. That is the only culture war that is going to happen. I don't see any difference in the conservative levels of Hindus, Muslims, and Christians. Everyone is going down the same rabbit hole, and it's not leading to any place good. Sameep says, media is full of misinformation and propaganda, and I have changed my opinion countless times. Anything you can add on to this? It doesn't seem simplistic as many people make it to be. Sameep, I don't know what you're asking exactly. What? You have changed your opinions many times. What am I supposed to add to this? Ask a more specific questions. Ashwati says, Vimo, shadi kyun nahi ki? Man nahi kiya. Raj says, what is the reason for this newfound love for Jews by Hindutvadis, considering in the past they admired Hitler and conducted what he did with Jews for ex-Kolwalkar? That's a good question. The simple answer is that these guys don't actually like anyone. They are worshippers of one thing only. And that one thing is bullying. Hitler was a bully. They liked him. Israel is a bully. They like him. The local politicians that they also admire are also bullies. They worship strength. That is all they know. They don't have the intellectual capacity to appreciate other things like diplomacy, intelligence, kindness. That's all. That's all there is. If tomorrow certain other countries decide to bully Israel, then they will become their supporters also. The only thing they understand and appreciate is kiska zyada strength hai. Jiski lathi uski bhains na. Jiske paas lathi hogi, wo uske samne ghutne tek denge. That is all they know how to do. Nikita says, believe in destiny. Are the people in war suffering because of their karma? No. People in war are suffering because of the military-industrial complex. Most notably, the military-industrial complex of America, which promotes war simply because it needs to sell weapons in order to make money. JMD says, Ayanava, now is the age of the Pisces, next is Sagittarius, before were Leo and Taurus, age when Sanatan flourished, and it will not happen again. JMD Media, exactly what is your ideological position? Thode time te pehle you were saying ki, Dalit Bahujan suffer because of upper caste atheists, and now you are peddling astrological superstition? Please don't do it. Simple Guy says, I had visited Odisha NALCO campus. It was school holiday, so I visited it. I saw a lot of rural youths eating food and were staying in school. It was RSS camp where teens were brainwashed with Hindutva. Okay, that's not unsurprising. Mother Azeb says, if incest is done with proper protection, I'm not against it. Also, in India, it is not illegal like in other countries. I do not know about the legality of it. Shrinjan Sanyal says, Vimo Dada, how Hindutva is penetrating all educational institutions. All the preachers of Hindutva are giving their lectures in media houses. They're getting endorsed. They're only getting endorsed because the intellectual environment has been tailored to suit them right now. If we had an intellectual environment where right-wing thought leaders were having debates with left-wing thought leaders and it was an equal stage, they would get wiped out. There is no intellectual muscle on the right. The reason they are able to give speeches in all these institutions is because there is political protection for such thought right now. And recently we saw at least one gathering where certain left-wing thinkers and writers and speakers were not allowed to talk only. Like their names were struck off the list under pressure from certain right-wing organizations. They know that if these people talk, they will get wiped out. So what they do is that they prevent these people from talking and only talk themselves. It's that same old metaphor. Chunnu ko cycle race jitni thi, he realized that he sucks at it. The only way he could win was if he took the air out of everyone else's tires. That is what Chunnu is doing. But this thing cannot continue forever, of course. Soon, people will realize ki Chunnu is a cheat and they will disqualify him from the race. Have you seen the YouTube channel Second Thought? Yes, I have. Surya says, one argument I've seen pseudoscience peddlers use is you may not experience any side effects by X now, but you will experience it in the future if you don't listen to us. Any response to this? Ask them to give a clear time frame, right? There were people who were saying ki 2 saal mein jo logon ne vaccine liya hai wo sab marna shuru ho jayenge. Wo to hua nahi ab tak. Anyone can say anything about the future. If there is no basis for them to be saying it, there is no basis for us to be listening to it. I can say that if you watch this live stream 2 years later on this very day, you will get a hard on. Right? Is there any basis for saying that? If there isn't, you shouldn't take me seriously. Siddharth Vijay Kumar, thank you for becoming a member. Really appreciate it. Everyone, if you want to support the channel, be like Siddharth Vijay Kumar and become a member. Invisible Eye, thank you for the 200 rupee super chat. They say, how do we deal with strangers who think it is okay to school atheist women who once belonged to their religion? How would you knock science into them if they're not willing to recognize even gravity? This happens more than you think. There is Sumana in the chat. Maybe Sumana can give you guys an email address. She is running a group for women atheists. I had advised her some time ago to not make it public because a lot of ill-intentioned men will also try to join it. But there are things that you guys can maybe share with each other about the lived conditions of being a woman atheist that may help you out in this case. As to my opinion about this question, the first question and the second question have two different contexts, I believe. The first one is simply about men wanting to control women. It's about, oh, you're a woman. I will decide what you wear, where you go, how you talk, and the problems you face if you are complaining about it at the right volume. That's the first thing. The second thing is, how would you knock science into people if they're not willing to recognize even gravity? Everyone has to recognize gravity, right? Somebody else was asking in the super chat, how do you logically talk to someone who says they don't believe in logic? The answer is they do believe in logic. Ask them any problem and watch them come to the answer using logic. They don't mean they don't believe in logic. They don't mean they don't believe in gravity. They simply mean that in response to your question about the validity of religion, they are going to question the things that we know for a fact and has been demonstrated by science. It's a reactionary position. It's like you saying, Chunnu, tune mera chocolate liya, and Chunnu saying, tune bhi mera chocolate liya, even when Chunnu never had any chocolates to begin with. They say it mostly because they have to say something and they don't know what to say. Give them some time, talk to them calmly, and point out that, yeah, gravity exists, logic exists, and you are using both of them right now. I hope that helps, Invisible Eye. Thank you for the 200 rupees. Walter Brown says, also, Vimo, can you please explain the concept of Hindu power structures, especially since you accepted that Hinduism is actually modern in your previous live stream? Hindu power structures, Hinduism in this context is better explained as Brahmanism. Hindu power structures means the caste system where Brahmins are at the top and everyone else has to work under them in some capacity. We see casteism all around us. The examples of it are, you know, I don't even need to point it out. Just pick up a newspaper. You talk to any Hindu religious guru, Shankaracharya, for example, the Shankaracharya has said that caste is by birth. That is what Hindu power structures means. A structure of social discrimination created by Hindu religious scriptures, followed by people who are Hindus. You are coming back on the live stream sometime soon, right? We can talk more about this. Aryaman says, is it alarming that Muslims worldwide, not all, are crying for a terrorist organization like Hamas, I need to stop saying Hamas, and justifying their act by calling it a fight for freedom? Isn't this similar to how ISIS and Taliban justify it? I don't see, there are always going to be some people who support something for the wrong reason, right? But I think we should avoid asking questions like this, because there are plenty of Muslims who are opposed to the attacks against Israel, and there are plenty of Jews who are opposed to the attacks against Palestine, right? I'm not doing both sides here. I'm simply saying that if you look at it from the point of view that this is a geopolitical situation, it's not very complicated. It is very simply a matter of Israel occupying land and needing more land and taking more land from Palestine and keeping the people of Gaza in very bad conditions. That's it. Varun says, this is the age of information. In ancient times, only few people had access to information. Now anyone can realize what a sham religion is. Now religion is dying and the religious are desperate. Yeah, that is true. Religion died some time ago. Religious people are, I feel, holding on to its dead body. MK says, anyone who I recommended your videos, atheist content, stops talking to me. Oh, sorry about that. Varun says, there is a rise in global conservatism because religion is losing power and religious people are getting desperate. This is their last effort for power. This is the beginning of the end. That's a reasonably optimistic outlook on the matter. I don't think this is true, because I don't think religiosity in general is going to disappear anytime soon. I think that religion may morph into something else. Religion may attach itself to newer power blocks that come up, because that is what religion has always done. Religion does not exist in a vacuum. It survives by attaching itself to powers like, you know, empires and sarkars and governments and nations. So as long as nations remain, as long as that sort of stuff remains, religion will very much survive. It may change, but it will not disappear. Surya says, some people define their God not as a deity with human characteristics, but a higher power with the triomni qualities. Can we say that such a God has no evidence for and end the debate there? Yeah, you can. In fact, go to my main channel and watch a video called The Triomni Deception. I made it some time ago, but my primary point was somebody had come on the live stream and they were trying to say the triomni definition of God, omnipotent and all that, is illogical. And my point was that I don't even want to go down that road, because if you say that a triomni definition of God is illogical, the next time they come, they might come with something logically consistent. And it still is not reason enough to think that that kind of a definition has any value. Because I would like to see logic applied to reality, not to hypothetical scenarios. Because you can totally create a logical scenario whereby vampires and werewolves are real. Does that mean we should take them seriously? No. There is no evidence for it. If there is no evidence for something, there is no reason to take it seriously, no matter how much high-fangled sophistry is attached to the argument about God's existence or non-existence. Nikita says, what about you seeing people around you having supernatural powers like exorcism, people talking in different languages? There are multiple incidents which kind of make you confused about these concepts. It's mostly a scam. Exorcism is the definition of exorcism is taking ghosts out of someone's body or something. Is there any evidence that there were ghosts? Is it not more likely that either it was a complete scam being enacted by actors, or that the person who is being so-called cured of their ghostly presence was simply suffering from a mental issue? And by turning it into a ghost matter, we are actually doing some harm to them. Also, people speaking in different languages, I don't know, people speaking in tongues, that's even more laughable. I remember a case where there was this small kasaba or a town in US where one guy suddenly started speaking in Chinese. And people are astounded because he had never been to China and no one knew anyone Chinese. And then it turned out that the answer was much simpler than they thought. He was not speaking in Chinese. None of them knew Chinese. He was saying something and they thought it was Chinese. So he became quite famous. Iske upar to koi Chinese bhoot aaya hai. Wo Chinese bol hi nahi raha tha. And in many cases, even when there are people who speak languages that they've never spoken before, there are scientific explanations behind this. Our subconscious mind is very powerful. It picks up languages all the time. Even though consciously we may not be fluent in a language, our subconscious mind is capable of creating the semblance of another language being spoken by us well enough that people around you will think that you're actually speaking that language fluently. There was a film called Bhool Bhulaiya. Usme ye explanation ko thoda sa mention kiya gaya tha, I think, unless I'm thinking of something else. Shrinjan says, Vimo, okay, already answered this. Surya says, some people define their God not as a deity without human characteristics, but a higher power with the triomni qualities. Also read this. Raj says, Vimo, I relate with you in the sense of your journey from a brainwashed Sanghi into a rational atheist. Thank you, Raj. It is always nice to be related with. Jashrad says, what problem do you have in Hinduism except caste system? The same problem I have with any religion. The claims it makes about reality are without evidence and cannot be justified. Simple. It's a theistic religion. At the end of the day, it's a theistic religion, no matter how much. Like, there are two Hinduisms, right? One is Hinduism for white people, where you say all the ancient philosophy and all that. And then there is the Hinduism that actually most Hindus practice, which is very much theistic. There is God, there is prayer, there is expectation of a reward, there is an afterlife and everything. Yeah. So same problem I have with Islam and Christianity, I have with Hinduism for these reasons. Ayush says, what's your take on Ram Setu? My friends keep re-quoting data by GSI, but are in denial of the affidavit filed once by ASI and claims by NASA. They're big believers in I am an atheist. Ayush, what are you asking me? You already have the answers. Give them this answer. Give them what NASA said and what ASI said. If they look at the evidence and still don't want to believe it, then there's hardly anything you can do about it, right? MK says, let me know when you are starting members only stream. We'll try to join. I will, MK. I will announce it sometime soon and you'll find out. Walter Brown says, same name, man. You will see Walter Brown every time I see something on live stream, chat or on comments. I will use Neo Charvak once I enter live stream to speak, however. Okay. I don't understand the reason behind it, but okay. You can just be Neo Charvak everywhere. Shrinjan says, Vimo Dada, how Hindutva is penetrated? Aure yaar, kitni baar wahi question copy paste kar rahe ho? Varun says, I support Israel. It is the only Jewish country surrounded by a ton of Muslim countries. There are only 15 million Jews on this planet versus 1.5 billion Muslims. Anyone with common sense will support Israel. Yeah, so common sense is like a weird thing. Everyone just decides that their position is commonsensical. And secondly, we're not opposing Israel because it's a Jewish country. We're opposing Israel because it is committing atrocities against the people of Palestine. To try to make it about them being Jewish is a little dishonest. Don't do that. Laksa says, Vimo, what do you think? What do you think India doesn't have science communicators and researching professionals like in USA on social media who try to make science mainstream? I just see some like you and Pranav. We have more and the number of them is increasing. There are many of them who are not online, who work offline. There are organizations like the Maharashtra Andhashraddha Nirmulan Samiti. These things have always existed. We don't have a very conducive environment for secular activism right now. When situation changes, you will see this take off also. Sandarsh says, in the very first page of G20 summit booklet, Ramayana and Mahabharata are mentioned as history with the motto to call Bharat as mother democracy. Your comments on this joke, please. First of all, I saw that video, and as Meghnath pointed out, just because you put a date on something doesn't make it historical. We have data on what was happening in India 2000 years ago or in 2000 BC. It's got nothing to do with the events of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Something called the Indus Valley Civilization. The Indus Valley Civilization has nothing in common with the events of Ramayana and Mahabharata. And in fact, the script used by the people of the Indus Valley is as yet undeciphered. It seems to have nothing in common with Sanskrit. So Sanskrit would appear to be something that came after Indus Valley Civilization. And therefore, all the dharmic so-called claims about, you know, thousands and tens of thousands of years of history and all, sure, we may have had those, but it wasn't Hindu history of the kind that they are looking to find. Surya says, it's necessary to separate the Israeli people and society and the Israeli government and upper class elites with respect to Israel-Palestine conflict. Yeah, a lot of criticism of Israel gets interpreted as anti-Semitism. It's not. You really want to support Jews? Support Jews in America who are facing anti-Semitism at the hand of evangelical white supremacists. Israeli government, I'm not even saying all Israeli people, because there are people who are opposing Netanyahu right now. The Israeli government is definitely not someone who should get to hide behind, there is anti-Semitism happening against us. It's the same as how Hindu supremacists try to hijack the decoloniality argument. The Drone Zone, thank you for becoming a member. Really appreciate it. Everyone, please support the channel by becoming a member. I will be starting members only live streams pretty soon. Okay, we're at the 50-minute mark. I don't know why I'm feeling so drained today. I think that break and the panic it caused me took something out of me. I'm no longer the man I once was. I'm too old for this shit. Die Hard 9. Arjun says, how to be more articulate? Can you suggest something to improve my skills? I can only suggest practice speaking. Go to the first video on my main channel and see how stilted I sounded. Surya says, one argument I've seen pseudoscience peddlers use is, you may not experience any, okay, already saw that. Surya, please stop copy pasting the same one. June Rao says, have you seen a divide within feminists with a right-wing feminism, Shefali Vaidya versus woke feminists, supposedly left? I do not think that I would call a right-wing feminist of this variety feminists, because they are in support of Brahmanism, and Brahmanism is inherently patriarchal. So just because someone calls themselves a feminist does not make them a feminist. A feminist is defined, in my opinion at least, as someone who is an advocate of women living their life the way they want. So if a right winger says this is the right kind of feminist and any woman who does not agree with it is not a feminist, they're not a feminist. Again, I am not the guy who should be doing gatekeeping on this. So maybe talk to some women about this. Jashraj Bhanushali says, according to you, accept caste system. Okay, already answered that. Okay, I'm going to skip a few comments because there's a lot of copy-pasting happening. Sumana says, thank you for the shout-out, Vimo. Yes, Sumana, if you want to share an email address or a social media handle where people can message you, where women can message you about joining this women's only atheist group, please share it in the chat and I'll share it on the screen. Simple Guy says, I want to make rational content based on scientific reasoning. I'm fearful of big companies and Hindu people when I call them out. Can you please suggest how to deal with this based on your experience as a creator? How to deal? I don't know what you mean by how to deal. Are you saying, can I give you a method to make sure that does not happen? No, I can't. I also deal with the fear. The only way to do is to accept the fear and do it anyway. If you're so afraid that, if you're afraid that your life may get affected in a very serious way and you don't want that, then don't do it. Deepthi says, regarding controlling women with religion, a friend told me that she can't participate in an art exhibition because she has to be home during Navratri because the door has to be unlocked for the goddess. There you have it, Brahmanism. Shonak Chakravarti says, Hindu power structure cannot be simply boiled down to Brahmins at the top. Technically, Brahmins could not own land or wealth, and the same was enforced across regions till 1900s in many places. It's not just about land, right? Because you seem to be looking at it through the lens of property, which is an important lens. But it's not only that. It's also the fact that Brahmins composed the texts that caused discrimination against people from so-called lower castes. That is also the case. It is a very upper caste way of looking at things only through the lens of money and property. So maybe you can stop doing that. Shamik says, do you think India will have a strong atheistic representation in our political system? India already does. We have Dravidian politics. We have South mein Dravidian politics, most notably in Tamil Nadu. And Periyarite politics. It is atheistic in nature. It is anti-Hindutva in nature. It is secular. Connecting Artist says, I don't think right always lacked intellectual muscle. Like the genius Dostoevsky was considered right-wing. So there is some hope, I would dare to hope. I meant the Indian right. I don't even know or care about Dostoevsky. The Indian right-wing has never really had intellectual muscle. They had fairy tales masquerading as theories, which were, you know, debunked by science and archaeology. And now that they have some amount of power, they're just forcing it down everyone's throats, changing textbooks and all that. Dr. Pretty says, hi Vimo, do people from marginalized castes wanting their children to marry in the same caste in the name of preserving their caste identity isn't casteist? Are they doing it to preserve their caste identity, or are they doing it because they're aware of the kind of complications that will arise for them if they marry their children into other castes? People get killed for marrying outside their caste, remember? That's also a thing. Also, marrying into another caste causes certain social changes in a person's life. It can be social mobility. It can be the other thing also. So, not every case is the same. Always look at the details of why someone is doing something specific before commenting on whether a Brahmin not wanting to marry their child in a so-called lower caste family is the same as a so-called lower caste or OBC family not wanting their child to marry into a Brahmin family. Think about that. Unused material says, is discrimination based on nationality as bad as discrimination based on race, caste, or gender? Yes, it is. Study J says, Vimo, check out Ursula K. Le Guin. She's an anarchist sci-fi writer. She's great. I'm aware of her. I've read works by her. I like her. I love her. Atul says, the BJP CM candidate is Shivraj Chauhan is OBC and Congress CM candidate is Brahmin and the Congress is promising to do caste census. How do you think this will affect the upcoming election in MP? If you go by the press conference done by Rahul Gandhi a couple of days ago, yesterday, I think, the Congress has more OBC chief ministers than the BJP. The BJP only has one OBC chief minister, which is Shivraj Chauhan, and Shivraj Chauhan is probably not going to be pushed by the BJP as a chief ministerial candidate in this election. So we'll see what happens. Okay, we are already at the 55 minute mark. I think I will end today's stream at exactly 1 hour because I'm feeling a little low energy. I will remind everyone that Meghnad is doing a live stream at exactly 9. So after this live stream ends, go over to his channel and watch his live stream. Ayush says, the problem is the affidavit by ASI was withdrawn. Just want your take. Maybe will help me make better arguments. Just give them the NASA statement. NASA said that there's no evidence provided by the NASA to say that the Ram Setu is 1.7 million years old. Also, if you have specific comments by your friends about Ram Setu, bring them to me in the live stream next time and we'll talk about it. No idea why I'm here, says, what is your take on the promised land? It gives me that Akhand Hindu Rashtra vibes, and why every religion has such ideas of a certain divine land. What do they gain out of it? I have no idea. I suppose if a group is persecuted and they decide that they want a place to live in peace, then I can understand that. But that should not translate into we will go take some land and we will persecute people who live in that land until they leave, and then we can have their land. It's exactly what an invading force does. Daily Undaily says, I was lucky enough that I did not have to leave religion suddenly. I was luckily able to leave religion slowly enough that life did not take a direct upside down turn for me. Well, that is ideal. The process of leaving religion can often be very traumatic to people. If you're able to do it in a way that does not break you down, then good, great, I'm happy for you. Right, let's look at some of the comments at the bottom. Varun says, discrimination based on religion and nationality is not as bad as discrimination based on race and sex, since you can change your religion and nationality, but not the latter. That's my opinion. But what if they don't want to? Right? You can't change your race and sex, but if you oppress someone on the basis of the fact that they're a woman or that they belong to a certain so-called race, then you're right to say that they cannot change who they are. But just because someone can change the thing that they are doesn't mean they should have to just because you're oppressing them. Suppose I live in a landmass called Gondwana land and you hate people from Gondwana land. Should I be forced to leave Gondwana land because you are unhappy with it? Why the fuck would I do that? Why the fuck would anyone do that? That argument seems to be something an oppressor would say. It seems like something you would say to... Like, you know, you can always leave. It's not like you're stuck here. This ground that you have lived on for 3 generations, you can always leave. I'm not saying I want to kill you. I'm just beating you up because you live here. You can always go away and make this stop. That's how mafias talk. Nice place you've got here. It would be a shame if something happened to you. Or it. Give me my hafta. Spurious Calpula says, how is Chauhan OBC though? Aren't Chauhans proper Rajputs, or is this a different caste? I know of certain Chauhans being OBC. I don't know how it works, but I know of some Chauhans who are OBC. Mother is Ape says, these people will say NASA is spreading Western propaganda. Better give them Indian organization evidence. Unused material says, nationality based discrimination is legalized, unlike other forms of discrimination. How can that be dismantled? Change the laws. The ideal world is where nationalism and national borders do not dictate our behaviors towards our fellow human beings. We are a long way away from it. But yeah, it's a legal matter. Anurag says, there's a YouTube channel, CK Jigyasa, in which make a video on LGBTQ community and made some very compelling points linking to psychological and mental aspects of the same. I don't know about the channel. Again, I'll remind everyone, before you recommend a channel in the live stream, please send me an email or something, because I don't want to end up recommending a channel that I don't know anything about. I'll take a look at them. Let's see. Has Sumana shared the link? I do not think that she has. Taranga says there are right-wing feminisms, yes, right libertarian ones especially. In the Indian context, one could watch the film The World Before Her to understand the spectrum of right-wing feminisms here. There you go. Right, so I think we can end today's live stream. Before I end, just last two comments that I'll read. Before I read those comments, I'll just remind you that I'm a full-time content creator. If you want to support this channel, you can do so by clicking the join button below and becoming a member of this channel. And you can also support on Patreon by at patreon.com/vimo, or you can send a super chat. But the live stream is ending now, so you probably can't send super chats. You can always click the super thanks button below and support the channel with a contribution of any amount of your choice. I'm going to remove the first part of today's live stream after the video, like sometime tomorrow, because it's mostly just blank because some technical difficulties happened in the beginning. And so the live stream will look like it's about 50 to 45 minutes long. Don't worry about it. We did a full hour. I was not here for some of the time because of internet connectivity issues. So if you're listening to this at a later point of time on a podcast app also, don't be surprised if it starts just abruptly. With that, we come to the end of today's live stream. Let's look at the last two comments. Monica says, people from marginalized castes do not want their kids marrying in other castes because they simply don't want the ire of privileged castes, and also Indian parents live through their kids. That may be part of it. For them, it's sort of misplaced pride, where parents want their educated son or daughter to marry someone within their own caste and maintain status over the other people from some social structure. And saying this because if a person is not suitably educated or employed, I can bet an upper caste would never go for marginalized caste. Yeah. Sonaryan says LGBTQ people making reels and misleading the concept of gender and science to future kids is disturbing. LGBTQ people making reels to mislead people? No, they're not misleading people. They are the only ones who are presenting the scientific view on it. There is plenty of research done on it. The only people who dislike reels made by LGBTQ people are people who don't understand what our present understanding of gender is. If you really want to call someone responsible for destroying children's future, talk to the people who are anti-LGBTQ. They're the ones responsible for it. I think it is in children's interest to understand how the world works. If LGBTQ people are existing among us in vast numbers, and you think that educating people about them is destroying children's future, then I'm sorry to say that it is you who's against your children's future. Sorry. Other people care more about your kids than you do, apparently. Drone Zone, thank you for the 200 rupee super chat. Nowadays, is caste system doing more damage or religion? Shouldn't we be focusing on fighting religion? If religion goes, casteism will automatically vanish, no? Don't be so sure about it. In India, you will find people who have absolutely no problem marrying their children into families of other religions, but they will still not compromise on caste. That's one thing. The other thing is caste is a direct result of religion. The Hindu religion is the source of caste. Sure, caste is found in other religions also, but it came from the Hindu religion. So don't think that these things, like caste is probably a bigger threat than religion is to social harmony. So yeah, that's the answer to that. Also, Onika, thank you for Canadian dollars. Much appreciated. Thank you. Right. So with that, I'll end today's live stream. Go over to Meghna's channel. His live stream should be starting just about now. And tell him that you came from my channel. And I'll see you on Saturday when I'll be taking callers. I don't know why I suddenly got so low energy today. I'll see you on Saturday when I take callers. And until then, please take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.